from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Despite posters in every post office in the city and other means of communicating a message, some low-income earners don't know they can have their income tax returns done for free. Again this year, that service is being offered by Revenue Canada's Community Volunteer Income Tax Program. Longtime volunteer Peggy Bendel is one of two people in the East End who offer the service, and there's an office on the second floor of the 101 Mall.
Well, if you don't live in the Porcupine-Timmins area, go on to Canada.ca and search for something in your community. Or call Revenue Canada, the 1-800 number.
Bendel's phone number and the one for the Timmins office are on our website. A robbery charge has been laid against a 22-year-old Timmins woman arising from an incident at a downtown thrift store. City police say yesterday afternoon their suspect hid several items from staff at a second time around on 3rd Avenue. When confronted, she flashed a weapon and left the store. Officers arrested the woman a short time later at her home. In addition to the robbery charge, she's accused of possession of a dangerous weapon, possession of property obtained by crime, and breaching a probation order. The Bank of Canada is holding the prime lending rate at 4.5%. The central bank has been steadily increasing the rate for over a year to fight high inflation. With inflation easing to 5.9% in January, the decision is no surprise to economists. The bank says Canada's economy has slowed, although the labor market remains tight with near-historic low unemployment levels and high job vacancy ratings. Wages also continue to grow at 4%. Canada's telecom regulator is slashing some internet service rates by 10%, effective immediately. The Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission says it comes in tandem with the launch of a consultation on the internet services market to increase competition, create more choice, and reduce prices. The agency says it will re-examine the rates competitors pay large telephone and cable companies for access to their networks. CRTC officials say they'll also look at whether large telephone and cable companies should provide competitors with access to their fiber-to-the-home networks to bring faster internet speeds to their customers. The agency is welcoming comments from the public on that until April 24th, and on all other matters until June 22nd. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.